Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please, Brandon.
Okay, welcome back to the Espresso Boys podcast about nothing, where we talk about everything. I'm your bad boy, Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas Dahl hyphen Holly.
I'm your cute boy, Espresso Boy, Caleb William. Throw that middle name in there.
Wait a minute.
Tegler.
It's like a new man.
Brand new man.
What do we got on the docket, baby?
We got, we're going to talk about art.
Yeah, we are. And
what are you talking about?
We are also going to bring back a fan favorite. People have been begging for it, screaming
that
for it.
Didn't.
3 minutes on Broadway.
Ooh,
let's
fan
do
favorite.
This thing.
Business time, Brandon.
Business time.
We got a Patreon. I think we're doing good. We have like four patrons? Three. Patrons?
I think it's three.
We make dozens of dollars, and that's all thanks to you guys, all three of you guys.
Without all three of you, where would we be?
Probably here still.
Yeah, we'd still be here, but it feels good.
Yeah.
We appreciate the support from you guys. And for those of you who have not checked it out yet, go to www.patreon.com/TheExpressoVoice. Our boy Caleb was able.
We did it.
We fought the hard fight. We had to pay out some royalty checks
to get that
domain name, but we managed. So
we are
Patreon,
officially The Espresso Boys on all platforms.
All platforms. We did it. I think this is it for us.
We made it.
This is our last episode. So patreon.com/TheExpressoVoice. You can check and see if there's any of those tiers that look appealing to you. Got some good ones on there. My personal favorite's the coffee box one, because we'll send you a bag of coffee every month, and maybe some stickers and stuff like that too. So
my
good
personal
stuff.
Favorite is the shave our heads for $15,000.
Yeah.
So if you want to give us $15,000, we'd be more than happy.
Or for $10,000, and this is per month. We'll get tattoos.
Yeah, how does that work?
I don't really know. If someone gives us $10,000.
No, I think we limited it to one. We limited that to
one. Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right, never mind. So you're good there. So anyways, yeah, there's good stuff on there. It ranges from anywhere from $2 to realistically
$15,000.
$2 to $100 a month. This Patreon helps us to get better equipment. We want to always increase our production value. We're getting better at it.
This week we set up zero errors.
Yeah.
It was like smooth sailing this week.
I am not confident that this episode will even go live at this point because of how smooth things went.
Yeah, something will.
It took us 20 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, about.
As opposed to our normal 45.
Yep.
So,
killing it.
We're doing things, man, out there. We're doing good, good things. So, anyways, yeah, you can go check that out. Much appreciated.
Our Twitter and our Instagram is at The Espresso Boys. Go follow us there. We post a lot of funny things, mostly about Danny DeVito as of recently.
Yeah.
But everybody loves him. So
I mean, who can blame us, really?
We're trying to... We saw a thing on Reddit that said Danny DeVito should play Roseanne instead of Roseanne Barr because of the whole controversy there. And I think that's a beautiful idea. So if you have any contact with Danny, try to get him there and try to get him here as well, because we would love to have him on the podcast.
Yeah. Why not? Why not?
Also, speaking of that, I had a dream that we got Gary Vee on the podcast.
No way.
So I think there's something to that.
That's great. I can get into that for sure. We're going to do it. Like I told you, I think Gary Vee, well, he's a busy boy.
Yeah.
And he likes that about himself. He does like working hard. Gary Vee does. But I think with a little persistence, we can do it.
For sure.
And then he can come on here and say potty words and give us some good advice.
A lot of editing in that episode.
A lot of editing in that one. That's a lot of quack noises. Quack. That's our editing.
We'll do like
bleep.
A coffee slurping noise.
Yep.
Every time he curses, you'll hear.
It's perfect.
That's perfect.
That's perfect.
All right.
Big plans. Oh, big things.
One last thing for business. It's a little update to last week's topic.
Okay.
Kim Jong-un and Trump says that the Singapore summit is back on.
With South Korea as well?
I think.
Is that who it is?
I think so, yeah. So that's exciting. We'll get to talk about that.
Yeah,
that
we
happens,
will talk about
but
that.
But I just want to update you guys.
When is that again? It's like June something. June 14th? Is that what I saw?
June 12th.
June 12th. June 12th, baby. Exciting times. If you are curious why we care about that, go listen to our last episode and it'll make just a little more sense. But yeah, that's a good, it's a good, good thing. So that's kind of exciting.
That brings us into our first topic.
First topic.
Wait, have we ever done a 3 minutes on Broadway before? Brendan, what is that? I'm confused.
Okay, here.
Can you explain?
And yeah, let me explain. For those of you who don't know, Caleb's he's a goofy boy. Sometimes he has a hard time explaining some simplest stuff.
I have trouble.
Yeah, so what I do is I take the wheel. I say, move aside, little buddy. I'm going to take this one for you. So let me tell you all what this is about. We got 3 minutes to make a Broadway musical. Okay? Broadway musical in 3 minutes. So what we do is we find... We create a person, a place, and a problem.
Yes.
And we do that separately.
Yes.
And then when we both have those, the person, place, and problem, and then we come together and we have 3 minutes to tie those three variables into a Broadway musical. Now, you might be thinking, are you guys going to sing? Not yet.
No.
Not yet. Who's the guy that made Hamlet?
He has three names. Yeah. So it's really hard.
We'll start singing once he gets on the show. No, we'll start rapping.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what this is it's our kind of way to give back to the Broadway community because we're just giving them material. We're just tossing material out to them. Like,
left
here, take
this
story. Take this story. Take this one too. I don't care. You want this one? That's fine. So we actually are, this episode is brought to you by Broadway. And it is, we're commissioned every few weeks or so because you've, believe me, they're running dry out there, and they come to us and say,
"This is a
please help us."
It's a little known fact about the Expressive Voice podcast, but there was an unaired episode before the first episode was ever recorded, and we actually wrote the Book of Mormon Broadway musical.
Right,
that episode.
Yep.
And we gave it out for free.
My name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the greatest book of all. See. I know that because I wrote it.
So, and that's, did write that.
Right. And that one, we didn't have 3 minutes. That one took us a little bit more time. So when you hear these next 3 minutes on Broadway, it's going to sound a little rough around the edges because we haven't polished it yet.
Yeah.
All right. But overall.
We'll sell it for millions like we usually do and be back on track.
Back on track. So anyways, this episode is brought to you by Broadway. All right. We gave ourselves 60 seconds to create our skeleton. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you say we put a little meat on this bad boy?
Let's do it.
All right. So, person, Priscilla Jones. Place, living in the wild and rough place of New York in 1934. Problem, she loves to hate tap dancing.
Okay. She loves to hate tap dancing.
Okay. I'm nervous, but I'm also excited. Is that crooked a little bit? All right.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
3 minutes on Broadway starts now.
All right. Priscilla Jones. How old is she? What are we going to say?
A young woman.
Young woman. 20.
Early 20s. 20.
20. A little younger?
4.
24.
24.
Which, is she a foreigner in this land? As in, like, she could, sure, she could have come from another country, but did she, like, we're back in 1934. Is this one of those classics, hop off the bus and into New York Times Square,
yeah.
Seeing the world for that whole world for the first time, you know what I mean?
Now, can we expand on loves to hate? Wait, hate? Can you say it again?
She loves to hate tap dancing.
Okay, so she's just ripping on everyone.
She loves
back
to
in
hate
what, 1930,
tap dancing.
What was
34.
It? 1934, that's prime tap dancing.
No, that's,
we're talking Shirley Temple's bit out there. She's
this is
it.
Yeah, this is a serious, very serious, like, tap dancing era. This is when it all really started. Like, the big bang of tap dancing happened in 1930s.
That's
for sure.
The year was most known for was tap dancing.
Yes. So we have a 24-year-old Priscilla Jones coming off. What is she doing in New York? You know what I mean?
I thought she was going there just to bag on it.
Okay, good.
She's
so
like protesting.
Yeah.
She's working hard to be anti-tap dancing. The first person in the world.
Perfect. Okay, so she I know, because we were both clicking. Okay. She came to New York. She saved, can we assume that she, let's fill in her backstory a little bit. We got a little bit of time left on the, so how did she get to New York? Why did she come to New York? Like, maybe I think we kind of did this before. Let's not make it someone killed her parents by tap dancing, right?
Yeah.
Where did this hate come from?
What if she had like a really, really successful older sister,
okay,
tap dancer,
sure,
lover of the tap.
What if she, let's twist it a little bit. Let's make it a little more obscene, or not obscene, obscure. What if she had a sister who was loved tap dancing, but was not good at it instead of her being really good? And so she wasn't good at it. And so it kind of like put her sister into this weird headspace, and it lost like her. That's what it is, dude.
She hates her sister. She loves her making fun of her sister.
Loves making fun of her sister. This is not a fun movie for people to go and watch and see.
This is really a family
dark
movie.
No, this is a dark, dark, twisted movie. And she is like ruining her whole relationship with her entire family because her sister's so bad at tap dancing.
So passionate.
Yeah, but so passionate about it. And oh, she just loves the way it makes her feel when she gets so mad about tap dancing. And she's like, I got to go to the source of the tap dancing era and where this all began. Like, let me go look into it a little bit more so I can hate it even more. Naturally, she saves up enough money working from the grocery store that her parents own in Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
Gets a bus ticket, heads to New York.
She's outside the Singing in the Rain on Broadway.
Yep.
Protesting.
Yes.
She says, stop all tap dancing. This is not only inappropriate for kids.
She makes like custom, they had shirts obviously, but let's just stick with the era. She makes custom shirts. Dresses that say tapping is for girls. And it's kind of confusing because it's on a dress. And so they're like, I guess it sort of is. And she's like, no. I'm making fun of it. It's like, I'm saying that ironically, like tapping's for girl. That was pretty good. What's the price on that one? What's the price tag on that one?
Half a mil. Easy.
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 Easy 500K.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
So hit us up if you want to buy that for half a million.
We're going to.
Or best offer.
We're going to make sure it's that say tapping is for girls.
Is that the title?
Yeah, that's the title. That's the title
tapping
of the movie.
Is for
we need to put these, dude.
Remember, our lawyer. We have a lot of lawyers, so.
Yeah, trademark. What's the R? We put an R on that one.
For the rating?
No, for the trademark, copyright.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Priscilla Jones is she's a good one.
Yeah, that's not bad. I'll take that one to the bank. $500,000 worth of it, baby. Your turn, dude.
All right. Mine is a little different.
I don't see how that could be possible.
Person. The cast of both Fantastic Four movies.
Oh, good.
Place, New York. That's where Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Problem. They're bummed that neither of their movies were successful.
Okay. I like this.
And we can't.
Don't even.
Okay, you ready?
Yes. All right. Yes. I'm going to set the scene.
Okay.
All right. So.
Ready, set, go.
They're just sitting in a coffee shop with their suits on, all their gear. They rock dude has his rock stuff. Maybe he's just like is dressed up all the way up to the neck with his rock gear. They're just sitting in a coffee shop. Just kind of bummed.
Yeah.
Not really talking. Casts? Yeah. Both casts are there. Not really talking. Mm-hmm. Just. Thinking, you know, it's
just for humor. Can we have both of the what is it? Thing? Is that what they're called?
The thing, big rock boy.
Yeah. Can we have both of them on one side and all the other people on the other side of the booth, like shoved together?
Yeah, just for humor. Just for the sake of humor, just for the sake of comedy. Let's put a little comic relief in there. I like that a lot. So they're sitting in this coffee shop. What's the weather like outside?
Rainy.
Is it rainy? Let's not have it rainy. Let's have it be sunny. Let's have it just be like this. We don't need to be involved in their misery with them.
Are
you
familiar
I mean?
With the show Arrested Development?
Yep.
You know the Fantastic Four play of that?
Yeah.
The costumes?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking originally.
Yeah, that's exactly what it should be. That's exactly what it should be. So let's just say that they're sitting in this coffee shop, a beautiful, beautiful sunny day outside.
Perfect. It's New York City.
New York City.
Dreams come
prime
true.
Prime time, sitting around 72 degrees outside, maybe like a 10% humidity. So it's comfortable, right? Beautiful day outside. People are having a good time.
Michael B. Jordan, Michael Chiklis. Both sitting there.
Doing their thing.
Just bummed out.
Just sad,
man.
Really.
And I know he's could be riding off the success of Black Panther.
Right.
No,
right.
Man, he's still bummed because he was going to be the Human Torch.
Was
you
he?
Know? Well, he was.
He was.
He was. Michael Jordan.
Can I be honest with you? I haven't seen the second one.
Me either.
I saw the first one once and I said, that's probably enough. So I'm
Michael B. Jordan is the Human Torch.
Wow,
but what
okay,
I'm saying
okay.
is that he was going to be the Human Torch.
Oh, that was the one.
As in how Tom Holland is the Spider-Man.
Sure.
After the two other ones, you know?
Yeah.
He was going to be the Human Torch.
Okay. So these boys are sitting in there. Beautiful day outside.
Yeah.
They're just kind of sad. Is it just like a single camera shot? Well, it probably is. Let's just, because they don't, Lord knows they did not make enough money for a big budget. Yeah. No producer is going to trust them on this one. Mm-hmm. So they got a nice camera set up. Why do they want to, like, Misery Loves Company? Why are they filming this? Like, what's going on in their heads?
Well, I think at first the cast of the second one,
yeah,
they were kind of rubbing it in the first cast face.
Nice. Okay.
And now they kind of have like a camaraderie of, you know,
this just didn't work out.
Yeah. This didn't work out. We're on your side now. I'm sorry for ever doing that. So there is a little bit of tension there for sure.
Sure.
But I think the story is more of their lives after, you know,
yeah.
It's like a,
right.
You could say mockumentary, but more like documentary.
Got you. Yeah.
On the tragic lives of these
of the Fantastic Four crew,
very unsuccessful actors after that movie, in their own minds, of course. Because Michael B. Jordan is killing it right now.
Yeah,
he's
totally.
Got Creed. He's got Fahrenheit 451, Black Panther. But in his mind, he's just a failure.
Didn't do it. Didn't he got the it. One that he, it was the one that got away.
Yeah.
And I just wanted more. Just a taste more. Let's just let's dive into it just a little bit. Let's. Okay. We're at about 750,000 for this one.
Yeah, this one's a keeper.
I want to kick us to a million.
Okay.
So we need to thicken this one up a little bit. I'm thinking. Is there like? I just want to know what the script looks like. You know what I mean? Like when they get the script comes. Can we just assume that all eight of them decided together at some point or? How do they come together in this place? Did they just all agree like, hey, should we like work this out? Try one more time, something else. Maybe like maybe it's like their attempt at a super independent movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like trying to be artistic in a way, but even that still feels like we know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. We caught you, kind of
just
thing.
Just trying to make more money.
Yeah. Fantastic Four. We got a name. Let's just get a title on it.
Okay. Fantastic Four, Fantastic Eight, perhaps. Fantastic.
When, what way are they fantastic? Do they do.
Miss Fantastic. Miss Advent. Fantastic. No.
No. Fantastic? Question
Fantastic
mark?
Four? Eight?
Fantastic Eight?
Yeah, there it is. That's Fantastic Eight? Eight? Question mark?
And then. What's the other little title, the small title?
The tagline or whatever?
Yeah, I guess. Fantastic Eight? Maybe this one will work.
Third time's a charm.
Because as we know, any movie that dips into the second and third usually is a big success. We've seen that with Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So
The third Thor movie is debatably the only good one.
I'm so that's just now watching it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
That's what I hear. I had a real good conversation with Rich yesterday, and it was like a 2.5 hour long.
Rich Harris.
Like 2.5 hour long conversation, which has got me encouraged for next week when we do our.
Yeah. Special episode.
Special episode.
We got something special next week.
Okay. Then I won't even say anything else about it. We're going to keep all.
Okay. But keep it all bundled up.
For all you geeks and nerds out there, you're really going to like it. You're going to want to listen up for this one. Get your inhalers out, boys. It's going to be crazy.
Your heart's going to be racing.
All right. You want to talk about stupid art?
Yeah, let's talk about art.
Okay.
Brendan?
Yeah.
I think so much, quote unquote, art is meaningless.
Good.
Okay.
Get that stuff out of there.
And I think, sorry, I might get a little heated like you did, was it 2 weeks, last week about the fashion, or is that 2 weeks ago?
I don't remember that.
You got heated.
What happened?
Sorry, I blacked out.
Yeah, blacked out. I don't know what you're talking about.
So I think so much of quote unquote art is meaningless in that people make something, they create something, which is may be cool, right?
Yeah.
But it's pointless.
Right.
I think the difference between a creation and art is that there's meaning behind it. And I think people get that confused. They think, oh, I made a thing. It's art.
Yeah.
No. You just created a thing.
Right.
And it's a nice thing. It may be. For instance, photography, right?
Yeah.
I have beef with the photography. Okay. I take pictures every once in a while.
Sure.
But I don't consider myself a photographer.
Well, you have an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're a photographer.
Oh, shoot, you're right. I consider myself more of a editor in that I take pictures and I like editing them.
Oh, that
makes
sense.
I don't really like the picture taking part. I just need pictures to edit. So in that way, I've created a lot of things, but I've not made a lot of art.
Okay, so then let's dive into this. What constitutes art?
It has to have like a deeper meaning to it. It doesn't even need to be like anything crazy deep. But like, for instance, I'm going to be doing a photo shoot in the near future.
Yeah.
And the meaning behind it is to show like the beauty in and individuality in every person. So it is art in that aspect of that. It has a deeper meaning. But I think a lot of people go to a city and they take pictures of people and say, this is art. No.
So, okay. I'm trying to find a way to disagree with you just so that we can keep it spicy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we're assuming that art is only art once it has a meaning to it.
Yes.
So then how could someone go to the city, take pictures of the building, and like, how are we able to tell them, nope, not art? If they're like, no, I think this is art.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Because art is so subjective.
Sure.
And so even my definition of art is subjective, and it's my definition.
Right.
And I don't think there's any like exact definition of art.
It's pretty arbitrary.
Yeah. So we can't do that. But I think it would be nice if as humans we came together and said, you know, just something simple. If every human just came and agreed on this one thing.
Right. Well, that's actually, go ahead.
And that would be, it's okay, it's good to create and it's okay to create, but not every creation is art. That's my pitch to the entire world.
That's actually what Donald Trump is meeting with North Korea about.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
So not everything that you create is art.
Yes.
What would you not consider to be art? If you created, built, can we say build?
Yeah.
If we built a house, could that be considered art?
I think it could, but I don't. That's the problem, is that there's flaws in my theory.
Yeah.
As the theory of gravity, flaws in that.
Right.
We don't.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Don't try to.
We
trick
all know
me
there's
your
flaws,
Apple,
okay?
Mr. Newton.
Yeah. That's the thing. We could even look at like a superhero movie. Mm-hmm. Those are really entertaining.
Yeah.
And I would consider art because there are individual pieces in it. Like somebody is passionate and cares about creating each individual outfit for each character. And so I think that is art. And so as a whole, there's a bunch of art in it. So it is art.
Gotcha. What do you have something in mind that you would specifically not consider art?
Yes.
What?
I don't want to dox anybody.
Don't put names
out
there.
But I think most photography is not art.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Specifically, that's where my mind is at right now.
Do you think it's just an easy way to claim?
Yeah, I think it's a very easy way, because you can get like your iPhone has a beautiful camera on it,
right?
And I think a lot of people, I feel like we're coming out of that a little bit and going into something else. We're coming out of like the look, I'm an iPhone photographer era, I think.
Yeah.
And going into like I'm a DSLR camera artist era.
Okay.
And you which is like this camera,
right?
But if you have that camera, it's super, super easy to take a good picture.
Sure. So do you think like if you go up to the top of a mountain and take a picture out of like the landscape, is that art?
It depends. If you have meaning behind it, if you're like, I want to show the natural beauty in our earth and I want to show you like, I don't know, something.
So some bozo would have to be up there specifically saying to themselves, I'm just taking a picture because this is what I have to do for it to not be considered art.
What do you mean?
Is that what you're saying? Because I don't know what world this person lives in that would not go to the top of a mountain to take a picture and just be like, okay, next. All right, whatever. Like, okay. Someone would have to go, this can be the disagreement that we can chat about. So if you are making the effort to take a picture of something, there has to be some sort of meaning in it to you. Right? Because in a sense, you want to capture that moment, mm-hmm. right? So as a photographer, and listen, I'll be the first to tell you, I do not think most people are photographers.
Good.
Boy, oh boy, do I not. I'm not as passionate about it as fashion. You know me and my fashion. But I can tell you something. Most people should not consider themselves to be photographers.
Yeah.
And those people who are just practicing and taking, you know, dumb pictures, whatever, that's fine. But like, if you ever tell someone that you're a photographer just because you've taken some subpar pictures. You and I, we got the problem. Yeah. But all that to say, if someone is taking a picture of something, you have to assume that they're taking that picture because that whatever they're seeing through the lens has value to them. So how is that not considered art?
I think, okay, there's this director, and he was originally a skateboard photographer, and now he's a commercial and movie director.
What's his name?
Spike Jonze.
Yep.
I love Spike Jonze so much. And he's
he
like
made he directed a movie or a skating video. I think it's called like This Is It. Anyways, really good.
Yeah, he's super super awesome. And like him, and I think a lot of other directors, and I can't name any other specific ones, but they are very like visionary. I don't know if that's the right word. So Spike Jonze, for instance, when he's working on a project, he can like visualize the entire project in his mind before it's even edited or created. He knows how he can visualize each edit in his mind. He knows how it's going to look. So I think that is like somewhat of a definition as well to art, being able to like, or like knowing what you want to create before it's a physical thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely. I can agree with that for sure. But let's get back to those subpar photographers.
Yeah.
At what point can you look at any picture they have taken? If they laid out a portfolio of all their pictures and said, these are all the pictures I've taken, would you go through and say, art, not art?
No,
not
I
art,
couldn't.
Art,
I couldn't, because that's the
art.
Thing. It's in their mind.
So
I think they would have to come and say, look at this portfolio I've made. Here's the vision I had behind it and why I wanted to make this portfolio of images to show this and like make you feel these emotions, you know?
So then anyone who's taking pictures is creating art.
No, they're creating.
Why not art?
Because I think, okay, if you take... Your cat's biting me right
That's
now.
That's fine.
If you go out to a beautiful scenery, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this would be an amazing picture. And you take a picture. Okay? Yep. It's a beautiful picture.
Beautiful.
Then you can say, oh, I want to share this because look at... I want to share how beautiful nature is.
Sure.
That's not art.
That's not art.
No. Because I think you have to have intent before the picture is taken.
Okay.
So if you take a picture and say, wow, I love how this turned out. I would like to share this because it's beautiful. That's not art. But if you said, I want to go to this place and take a picture like this, and it could be the exact same picture, and say, I want to take a picture like this and share it to show how beautiful this specific location is and how nature is or whatever, that is art because you had intent before the picture or the physical thing was created.
Okay. So you can't just stumble upon art. That's what you're trying to tell me.
I don't know.
Because that's what that dude just did. He stumbled upon this beautiful scene.
Yeah.
And then he said to himself, I like this. This brings out an emotion in me.
There was also... I heard of this photographer, okay?
Okay.
Who took pictures. She took these pictures. It was in Orlando. Is that where... or New Orleans. Sorry, not... New Orleans before Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
There were nice pictures. It was on a film camera. And then the hurricane happened and the camera and the film got ruined by the water. But she got them developed anyway. And they were like a very beautiful picture of New Orleans before, but it still had like some of the destruction from the hurricane. And so that's kind of like stumbled upon art in a way, but I would call that art and I don't know why.
You would.
I would.
Well, I think because in that situation, right, this woman's taking, it's almost this sort of parallel to actual circumstances where she took pictures of New Orleans before the hurricane.
Yeah.
And then because of the hurricane, those same pictures that she took of a non-hurricane ridden New Orleans became distressed and broken or whatever
the
terms
would
be.
But I don't think it fits with my definition, but I would call it art.
Well, because I would say there was intent behind the development of the art, right?
That's true.
So she developed it with that in mind of understanding these aren't going to be great pictures, but...
So you think that does fit
with
the definition?
Sure, yeah. I would say so. I think I'm more of a proponent to say that art is... Well, art is very subjective, obviously. Yeah. And
everything we're saying, somebody could completely disagree with, and that's fine.
And you can be wrong. That's fine. Like, we get it. Not everyone's as right as us.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are you going to do? But yeah, I think that that would be at least a safe. I think you art is obviously subjective. So it's really just going to be dependent on the individual that if they want to say something is art, it's art. Now, here's my thought. When I was in high school, I took I had a couple art classes, mm-hmm. and I did this one. I might have brought it up here, but Miss Butler, I think is her name.
Watch your language, please.
Sorry, Miss Butler. She was a very weird art teacher, and uh-huh. she quacked randomly. Yeah, it was very strange. And anyways, we did this weird structure thing. I don't know. It was just this art thing that we had to do, right? And we turned it in to get a grade. She gave me C- on it or something like that.
Uh-huh. Probably deserved.
I thought this was cool. I liked what I did. And so then I brought it home to my dad and I'm like, I don't know. It's like, I got a C- on this. I thought it looked cooler that. And then he was like, who's she to say you can't, that was the wrong, that was the grade that thing deserved, right? So it's like, art is that subjective to where it's like, I thought this was an A+ work. I tried on it. It looked cool. I thought it was great. Why not get an A on it or whatever? You know what I mean?
Did you ever go to the teacher?
No, I didn't. I don't think I cared enough about it. Yeah, but.
But maybe if you had gone to the teacher and been like, hey, here's why I think this deserves a higher grade. Not only did I work hard on it, but I this is kind of what I had. Did you have something in your mind or no?
Yeah, it looked like a person. It looked like so it was like a coat hanger that you would wrap up or like you'd tweak or whatever to make it into whatever form or shape that you wanted.
Uh-huh.
You put the pantyhose over it and then you dip it in like something to make it hard, like a molding type uh-huh. of thing, and then paint it, color it, do whatever you're going to do to it. And so mine kind of looked like this person that was in a sheet, if you will, like no distinct outlines, mm-hmm. just kind of a ghostly looking figure. And I painted it.
Mrs. Butler, we hate you.
Mrs. Butler, you are no artist, okay? How dare you? How dare you even attempt to say my art was not of A+ material? So anyways, art is weird in that sense where it's like,
yeah,
I should be able to get whatever grade I think is appropriate for it. Like, how can you get an F unless you're just not trying? It should be like a pass and fail. High school art classes should be a pass and fail based on, like, did you turn this in? Great. Does it look like you actually gave it a little effort? Perfect.
And high school art is different because not everybody in that class wants to be in that class.
Right.
You know? So grading wise, you would have to be different. Like it's more in terms of work.
Right. That's
effort.
What I mean. Yeah. So it's like that in that case, it's like if someone obviously didn't turn in your assignment.
Yeah.
Then that's not going to.
But that's
you
art
grade.
In itself.
I'm making an artistic statement.
By not turning in art, I'm submitting art in itself. So you're wrong.
Yeah.
My art teacher was awesome. He would grade kind of. On like each, he would kind of figure out where each individual person was and like
that's
how
cool.
much they cared about it and kind of grade them on that. So like he would still push
Perfect.
Everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah. In
Make
their
the
own
effort.
Ways.
Do that kind of stuff for sure.
Shout out to Mr. Ford.
Hey, Mr. Ford.
You're better than Miss Butler.
You were way better than Miss Butler.
So here's a thought I had. If we're talking about like a way to visualize the difference between art and a creation.
Yeah.
We could look at architecture and houses, okay? Because in like neighborhoods, they mass produce houses.
Yeah, just cookie cutter.
Yeah, it's like four different ones and they put a bunch of them on the same street.
Yep.
But if you look at like big cities, there's these beautiful buildings that,
yeah.
I mean, they're both architecture, but one of them had more of like a intent behind it.
Sure.
You know? So I think that's one way to picture it.
Yeah, I don't think that the old track homes, they probably don't consider it. That seems.
Yeah.
That seems like a C- work. I think if Miss Butler was on that,
definitely
on that
get a C-.
Yeah, you definitely get a C- on that one. But then you go to San Francisco and you see all those buildings and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. That one I'd give an A. Yeah. A, maybe an A+, just depending. I don't want to.
Depending
I make
on who
sure.
lives.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that there's art is subjective. So really, you could hear all of this and say I disagree with all of you.
So really, this whole topic is pointless. And this week's episode is brought to you by Broadway.
Art.
Art and Broadway.
Broadway and art. We got in touch with art.
This is a really artistic episode.
Yeah. And
oh, here's a good way. Okay. Our 3 minutes on Broadway we just created.
Yeah.
Those are art.
Well, it's obvious.
Because we put minutes into that.
We literally put 4 minutes into it. 4 minutes total.
Yeah.
And if that's not considered art, I don't know what is.
Actually, I think it's 3.5 minutes technically.
Well, no, because we had 1 minute to make it.
Listen, you're right, but I don't want to admit that because I'm self-conscious in that way. So I'm going to keep talking and denying what you said because I don't want to admit that I was wrong and that you were right. So really what I'm saying is that you're wrong and I'm right.
Hey, what do you say we keep that between us?
For sure. Nobody else has to know.
It'll be our little secret. Nobody else has to wink.
Wink. You know how you wink on podcasts?
Wink.
I just hit my teeth on the microphone.
That's okay.
I think that's it.
I think we did it, dude.
Shout out to all the artists out there and shout out to all the creators out there.
Hey, you know what?
You're different.
Shout out to all the artists out there. Keep trying. Maybe we'll like what you do.
Yeah.
That's what
if you're a painter or a drawler out there, we'd love to put your art on our podcast. We'd love to describe your art on our podcast.
It's a nice tree. It's a nice, nice tree.
Beautiful tree with
Before we
big leaves.
Officially sign off. Have you ever done any Bob Ross paintings?
I have not.
Dude.
You think we should do a video or something?
Oh, we should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't know if I have any more paints. For a little while there when I was living in my old place before Samantha and I were wed, I painted a few pretty dope pictures.
Do you have them still?
I don't know if I do.
Okay, well, we'll have to. I'd like that. I like that idea.
Yeah,
let's
we'll
do
that.
Video.
We'll make a video of that and we'll make our own art.
Perfect.
Next to Bob
let's
Ross.
Let's do it.
Perfect.
All
right.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross is the best.
This week's episode is sponsored by Bob Ross.
Thank you so much for listening to the Espresso Boys podcast, the podcast that's brought to you by Bob Ross Broadway and art. We hope you enjoyed what we had to say. We hope that we intrigued you. We hope that we brought you to a place of wonder and of thought.
I hope we made your skull tingle.
Yeah, nice skull tingling.
Go check us out on Patreon / The Espresso Boys and at Twitter and Instagram at The Espresso Boys. And that one sign off we had a few weeks ago, keep it nasty,
keep it classy.